Last Sunday, we had our homecoming Sunday, and we launched our pledge drive. We had a very, very spirited gathering. I know some of you were either at Cardigan or unable to be here for other reasons. We want to give you a quick rejoinder to that, as quick or as long as you want to make it. Actually, Ellen Fisher, our pledge drive chair.
If you look around at the walls and see our beautiful decorations that were made by Carolyn Thorpe, you can see that the main idea of our pledge drive this year is that we're all in this together. And here we are and represented with our many colors, our many ideas of how we conceptualize the world and so on, but joined in the unity of the joy of the fact that this is the church we choose. I am not going to go into a big long thing like I did last week, but I know a number of you weren't here. So I want to just summarize very briefly the procedure for this year's pledge drive. First of all, after the service, if you haven't already picked up your purple envelope with your pledge information packet, they will be available on a little table outside the fellowship room by the elevator. So please stop by and get your packet. Inside the packet, we have a new pledge form, which is this light purple. We have a wonderful brochure, which was created by Laurie Goodman, with some frequently asked questions and also our pledge giving guidelines. And then finally, we have a yellow sheet, which contains a raffle ticket. Anyone who gets their pledge in by the deadline of the raffle program this year, which is April 5th, will be eligible to be a part of a raffle which will be drawn on April 5th for a parking space in the Grove Street parking lot over here on Sunday mornings. It's a very valuable prize. and it is not one of the parking spaces that are annually featured in the auction. This is a third one, a separate one. So it doesn't take away from the excitement of the auction, but it does hopefully give you an incentive to get your pledge in by April 5th. So when you fill out your pledge form, take the little ticket off the yellow form inside your packet, put your name and phone number on the back of it, and enclose it in the envelope with your pledge form. After the service today, I will be in the fellowship room to talk to anybody who has questions about the pledge drive or questions about their packets, anything that you would like to do. Concerning the pledge drive, I'll be there as long as you like. So please stop by and visit me, and we can talk about the budget, we can talk about how the pledge drive has been organized, and anything else that happens to be on your mind. Thank you.
Ellen, thank you very much, and thank you for doing such a good job with our pledge drive this year to help support the church, support all Ellen's efforts, and pick up your pledge envelope afterwards. I believe it's time for our choir.